The student of Edio Fegal Secondary School who died in a tragic road accident involving Nile Star bus is remembered as a multi-skilled during special requiem prayers held for late Margaret Pony at Abriambati Anglican Church in Arua City. Emmanuel Ojok listened to the tributes and files this report.
That was one of the church hymns during the requiem prayer organized at St. Thomas Church of Uganda, Abiriambati in Arua City, for the late Margaret Pony, a senior sixth student of St. Mary's Adiofe Girls Secondary School. 21-year-old Pony was among the passengers killed in the fatal Nile Star bus accident in Waya District while it was heading to Kampala from Arua City. Born to Reverend Scopas Bulen Ladu of Lanya County and Lois Tabu Minale of Yei River County, both from Central Equatorial State in South Sudan, Pony was eulogized as a multi-talented young lady, humorous and loving to everyone, according to the family representative during the prayers.
Margaret went to a nursery school in Oli. She continued her nursery school in a school in Yei called Royal School International, where she also resumed her primary education cycle. But because of the crisis in South Sudan, they also had to relocate back to Uganda, and they were settled in a rhino camp in a settlement called Eden. She continued there with her primary education. After that, she proceeded to Rhino High Secondary School, and her choice was St. Mary Adiofe Girls for her A-level. She also was serving where her father is a parish priest, and she would also preach in the church called St. Philip's. According to the fathers, she never gave them hard time.
Head teacher of the school, Sister Josephine Achiro, is grateful to everyone who contributed towards the burial arrangements.
I would like to thank the staff of Anaka Hospital and indeed everybody who has supported the funeral of Margaret. Margaret was a very peaceful student, a great footballer, netball, basketball. We shall accompany the family tomorrow, and when the term begins, the first Sunday of the term, we shall organize a prayer for Margaret at school. May God rest the soul of Margaret in eternal peace.
With reference to the Gospel of Matthew, the presiding pastor implored the mourners to prepare for death any time.
The Gospel of Matthew chapter 24 verse 29 tells us that we do not know the hour and the day. Our daughter didn't know that she was going to die on the way. We should forgive one another and live in peace, so that if your time comes, you will not say, "I've not forgiven, so let me call the person to forgive."
The church was filled to the maximum as mourners from all walks of life thronged it to pay their last respect. Late Margaret Pony will be laid to rest tomorrow in Rhino Camp Refugee Settlement in Terego District.
Thank you, Emmanuel, for that report, and may her soul rest in eternal peace.